paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., always working to bring you the latest and greatest in health and wellness. You can always stream the show by going to www.federalnewsradio.com. So for people that are out of state or out of the immediate listening area, that's a great resource. And if you are just getting turned on to the show or are a regular listener, don't forget we've got an archive show section where you can download and listen to all of our previously recorded shows. If you go to the Village Green website, our sponsor, www.myvillagegreen.com, on the right-hand side of the homepage, there's a microphone icon. If you click on that, it will take you to that archive section, and it's a really great resource. Got one of my favorite guests on today. We have Dr. Terry Walls. We're going to be talking to her for the entire hour discussing autoimmune diseases and basically how she used nutrition and diet and nutrient therapies to help improve autoimmune conditions, and her own personal story is incredibly moving and inspiring. And she has just recently released a book that is actually selling very good that outlines her story and her nutritional program for overcoming and helping autoimmune conditions. Dr. Terry Walls is a clinical professor of medicine at the University of Iowa, where she teaches internal medicine residents, sees patients in a traumatic brain injury clinic, and conducts clinical trials. She is also a patient with secondary progressive multiple sclerosis, which confined her to a tilt-recline wheelchair for 4 years. Dr. Wall's remarkable story includes her restoring her health using now. Dr. Wall's restored her health using now and now pedals her bike to work each day. She is the author of The Walls Protocol, How I Beat Progressive MS Using Paleo Principles and Functional Medicine, and the paperback, The Walls Protocol, A Radical New Way to Treat All Chronic Autoimmune Conditions Using Paleo Principles, and teaches the public and medical community about the healing power of intensive nutrition. You can learn more about Dr. Walls from her website, which is www.terrywalls.com. That's TerryWahls.com. She is conducting clinical trials testing the effect of nutrition and lifestyle interventions to treat multiple sclerosis. She is also committed to teaching the public and medical community about the healing power of the paleo diet and therapeutic lifestyle changes to restore health and vitality to our citizens. Follow her on Facebook, Terry Walls MD, and follow her on Twitter at Terry Walls. So, Dr. Walls, that was a lengthy intro. Thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show with us today.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. I'm so excited and pleased to get to talk and share my story with more people.
Well, yeah, your story is really, really amazing. I don't know where you would like to start, if you want to start with describing your protocol or maybe sharing your story with listeners that haven't heard of you.
Maybe we should share the story, because there may, maybe some people have not heard of me. I'm a academic internal medicine physician, and in 2000, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis on the basis of a history 13 years earlier of visual dimming, a current problem with my left leg, lesions in my spinal cord, and abnormal spinal fluid.
Which are all pretty much the slam dunk criteria diagnosis for
slam
MS.
Dunk. That, that's the McDougall criteria.
Yep.
And I sought out the very best MS center I could find in the Midwest, and that was the Cleveland Clinic. So they agreed that was my diagnosis. I started taking the latest drugs. In 2002, my neurologist told me about Lauren Cordain and the paleo diet. And so after 20 years of being a vegetarian, I decided to reintroduce meat into my diet, and I took away all grain, legumes, and dairy. So it was a big, big dietary change. But I continued to decline. In 2003, I needed a tilt-recline wheelchair. I took chemotherapy, then I took Tysabri, and still declined. By 2007, I was so weak I could not sit in a regular chair. I needed to be in a zero-gravity recliner or in bed. I could walk short distances using two canes. I was beginning to struggle with brain fog, and I knew that the university and the VA were done redesigning my job, and I would probably have to take early disability in the very near future. And, you know, that's when I discovered the Institute for Functional Medicine. I took their course on neuroprotection. I had a much longer list of vitamins and supplements, which I began. But then I, after a few months, I had the brilliant idea that, you know, instead of getting just the supplements, I should be getting this stuff from the actual food. So that was more research to figure out where these nutrients were in the food supply. And it was really in December of 2007 that I now had reorganized my way of eating into what I now call the Walls diet. And that's when the magic began. Within 3 months, my fatigue was entirely gone, and the medication that I needed to take for 5 years for fatigue, I was able to stop. By 6 months, I'm walking throughout the hospital without a cane. At 9 months, I bike around the block. And at 12 months, I'm able to do a 18-mile bike ride with my family. So this fundamentally this changes me, of course, as a person and as a physician. I'm now much more interested in using diet and lifestyle as the first intervention with my patients. And I see, you know, these amazing results in my clinics.
Mm-hmm.
Then I change the focus of my research program. And I now study diet and lifestyle in clinical trials. It's wonderfully exciting stuff that we do.
Yeah, it really is. And it's so powerful to have a physician go through these experiences because, of course, I'm sure you experienced this when you were first going around and seeing these doctors. At least this is what I hear as a clinician. Patients tell me when they're diagnosed with a significant condition, it may be something from an autoimmune condition to cancer to, you know, many other issues. If they ask their doctor, well, what should I do with my diet? Typically the response is it doesn't matter what you eat. And, you know, clearly we can see that in certain circumstances like yours, what you eat makes a huge difference. And food can be an incredible source of medicine for helping to restore health and vitality.
Oh, you know, absolutely. Food is absolutely the bedrock of the state of our health. And sadly, physicians who once got taught a great deal about nutrition, now I think the average amount of time is about 16 hours in 4 years of training.
Mm.
So physicians know very little about nutrition and know very little about the use of dietary and lifestyle interventions to create health or treat disease. It is so, so sad.
Which is so great about your story because it is so dramatic. And as we've talked about before, when you were on, multiple sclerosis is not typically a condition that's considered to be easy to manage. And so to have, you know, such a severe diagnosis and then to completely almost reverse the condition using diet and lifestyle is truly a testament to the power of food.
Now, some of the listeners will say, well, MS is relapsing remitting. So you have symptoms where you get markedly worse, then you improve. And that is how 80% of people are initially diagnosed. But over time, 10 to 15 to 20 years, the vast majority of relapsing remitters will convert to the progressive forms of disease. And that phase, there's no more spontaneous improvements. Despite therapy, people decline. And the question is it a very rapid decline or a relatively slow decline?
Mm-hmm.
So according to our current understanding of MS, the depth of recovery that I'm seeing in myself, in our practice, in our clinical trials, can't be explained with the current models for MS. So it's causing quite a stir.
Right, exactly, because it goes completely against the convention of what we've seen as far as the progression of multiple sclerosis. And, of course, the main denominator is that you've changed nutrition and you've used nutrients to help support the health of your body, and that is not something used in medicine. So, of course, it's very confusing, and hopefully I'm so glad that you're, you know, integrated into the more conventional medical model, because the people like you need to be doing the clinical trials and helping to prove that these interventions can create reliable, consistent results across the board in many different people diagnosed with this condition.
You know, what we did in my first trial of 20, we managed to freeze blood, serum, and plasma along the way. So now I am going around to the university, meeting with the basic scientists, saying, showing them our stunning clinical results, and then say, okay, we have these frozen specimens. Let's talk about some ideas that you may have for what we should investigate. And so that's been tremendous fun. Our chief of chief immunology lab, he and I are mapping out analyses that we'll be doing on that blood. I've been speaking with the genetics folks in terms of what genes get turned on and off, and we're developing a plan for what we will study there. And then Friday, I'm meeting with a microbiologist who his area of expertise is the microbiome. And we have some data on the microbiome that he's going to look at so we can begin to understand some of the potential mechanisms by which people, these marvelous clinical changes are being observed.
Yeah, it truly is fantastic. So, Dr. Walls, I want to sort of break early so we've got plenty of time here in the next segment to really get into the nuts and bolts. I really want you to help us to describe what your protocol is. We've thrown around a few buzzwords in your book being titled, you know, Using Paleo Principles. Clearly, there's a lot of popularity to the paleo diet, and I think it really needs to be explained, the paleo principles and how you use that diet and the fundamentals of why some aspects of that diet really can facilitate major improvements in cellular health and function. So when we come back from the break, that's what we're going to be covering. This is Dr. Kevin Passero on the phone with Dr. Terry Walls. And don't go away, because the next segment is going to be incredibly informative and interesting. So we'll be right back after these words.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you so much for tuning in here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. I have on the phone with me today Dr. Terry Walls, and we are discussing basically the way that she helped her body recover from a very serious autoimmune condition called multiple sclerosis. Dr. Walls is the author of a new book called How I Beat Progressive MS Using Paleo Principles in Functional Medicine, and she also has a paperback out called The Walls Protocol, a radical new way to treat all chronic autoimmune conditions using paleo principles. She also has a phenomenal website at www.terrywalls, that's TerryWahls.com. And she's just put up a new video course called a Food Fundamentals course that you can get information about by going to her website. So, Dr. Walls, I would love to have you at this point, now that in the last segment you outlined your story, talk to us about your protocol and how you actually used food as medicine to heal you from this. And then certainly I'd love for you to talk about the fact that as a physician working at a VA hospital, you're very involved in research and are not just relying on your own personal story to promote the benefits of this type of protocol, but also applying it in clinical trials to basically prove or help substantiate the benefits in other people with MS and other autoimmune conditions.
The protocol is dietary. It's really food-based. There's some very targeted vitamins that I'll give based on the person's story and examination lab findings. We also encourage a meditative practice and adding more movement to the day. Now, in terms of the diet, there's the foods that are excluded and foods that are stressed. We exclude gluten-containing grains, which really are in the wheat, rye, barley family, and that also excludes beer. We exclude dairy proteins. It basically excludes all dairy except for clarified butter, and we exclude eggs. And we do that because those are the three highest probability of foods that cause a food sensitivity response, increased immune response. Then we stress vegetables and berries. And the goal really is 6 to 9 cups if you're a guy or a tall lady. And I'm quite tall. I'm 6 foot tall. There would be 9 cups, 3 cups of green leafy vegetables, 3 cups of sulfur-rich vegetables in the cabbage, onion, and mushroom family, and 3 cups of things that are deeply pigmented, like berries, beets, carrots, peppers, oranges. And then we want to have quality protein. My preference is that people be meat eaters and have wild game, grass-fed meat, wild fish. But we do have, in my book, programs, and I give guidance to people who are vegetarians for their spiritual beliefs. I caution them that there are several potential downsides of the vegetarian-vegan diet. We talk about specific supplementation and organization to your diet if you're going to be a vegan or vegetarian to make it more healthful. So that's level one. Then we have level two that introduces organ meats, seaweed, and sprouting of all nuts and seeds. And then the third level is really much lower in carbohydrates still and is a ketogenic diet. And I explain the benefits of each level, why you may or may not want to consider a ketogenic diet. And there are conditions that it will help and conditions that it's not likely to help at all.
Mm. So it's not necessarily a paleo diet, but it's using principles from the paleo mm-hmm. diet. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so we certainly have the Walls paleo. It's very, very clearly paleo. The initial Walls diet is still paleo in that I've excluded the gluten grains, we've excluded dairy, eggs. We've greatly reduced the legume intake. And one of my research assistants is vegetarian for religious beliefs, And so that really pushed me to figure out how I could work with a vegetarian and have them eat in the most healthful way using paleo principles, decreasing the risk of food sensitivities. So we do have that option.
Right.
But, you know, my preference is that people get the complete protein from meats, fish.
Sure. Okay, so, I mean, a couple of things. I mean, number one, you know, paleo, of course, is this diet that's promoted, you know, harking back to what we think man ate during the Paleolithic era, which was we weren't farming, we didn't have the grains, we weren't milking cows, so that's why most grains and dairy are eliminated, and it sort of helps structure this kind of diet that's conducive to health. But if we think about it, it doesn't necessarily have to be just paleo. I mean, the diet you're describing is a diet that is low in food allergens and food sensitivities, is low glycemic, which we know helps to reduce inflammation and immune activity, and super rich in high-quality fats, which our cells and membranes need, high-quality proteins, which our body needs, and super-dense phytonutrients from all of the 9 cups of leafy greens, sulfur-containing vegetables, and darkly colored fruits and vegetables. So, I mean, you can call it, right, paleo, because that creates a framework in which people have sort of promoted a diet like this, but you could also call it a nutrient-dense, anti-inflammatory, low-food reactivity diet as well, correct?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Absolutely. You know, and I always have to remind people, I went paleo in 2002 and declined for 5 more years. While paleo diets are terrific, and for many will have very significant improvements in their health, it was not enough for me. I had to structure it much more intentionally to really maximize the nutrients that my brain needed, and that's when the recovery began. So I think most of us, we don't have any ancestral guidance on how to really implement a paleo diet.
Sure.
So having a little more structure to help us select a maximally nutrient-dense diet within that framework is very helpful. And that's the real strength of my protocol, is that I help people organize the way they eat, whether they want to do it as a vegetarian or the paleo eater, to have the nutrients their mitochondria need, their brain cells need, and that allows the body to begin to repair itself.
Right. So let's get into the nuts and bolts of it now. I mean, you know, we talk about the food and the diet and what you're recommending, and we've touched on some aspects of it. For example, eggs and wheat and gluten products and dairy products are highly allergenic, which can exacerbate the immune system, which can be problematic for people with autoimmune conditions and flare inflammation. But what is it about? Help us understand physiology, Dr. Walls, cellular physiology, because you talk a lot about the health of the cell. And why does that matter? And what is, how do we link these foods and nutrients to improving cellular health enough to see these remarkable changes?
Well, you know, for thousands of generations, physicians have been making, diagnosing as best we could based on the story and the gross exam of the body. Gradually, we had more laboratory tests that we could do with x-rays and some blood tests, and our scientific skill continues to improve. Now, in the last 20 years, we're able to examine the biochemistry of the cells. We're able to examine the biochemistry of even the subunits within the cell, the mitochondria. And what we're seeing is startling, because we're beginning to realize that there's some pretty basic responses that are occurring across nearly every disease state. The mitochondria are becoming strained. They're not producing the energy nearly as efficiently, and they're creating more free radicals, which damage the cell and lead to more rapid aging. The cells are creating a lot of inflammatory response, cytokine inflammation creating enzymes are released, not against bacteria or viruses, but against normal appearing and otherwise healthy cell structures in the body. And so a very common hallmark for, you know, basically all of our mental health problems, our neurological problems, are chronic problems like obesity, diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, skin problems, is that the mitochondria can't generate energy very well. Some of their enzymes have been poisoned. and that the cells are putting out all this inflammation inappropriately. And as we're beginning to realize that these common pathways are occurring in so many disease states, there are a group of healthcare professionals that are really working at trying to get to the root cause of why the mitochondria are strained, why the poisoning is occurring, why the chemistry of our cells is no longer happening properly, and how we can bypass our inefficient enzymes from our parents to DNA with targeted use of food or supplements to get around some of these biochemical blocks. And by getting to the root causes, I'm discovering that I can use a very similar protocol for many, many different disease states and achieve stunning success.
Mm-hmm.
That's because I'm getting down to what's going on in the health of your cells. Because I need to have healthy mitochondria so the cell can operate its chemistry properly. The cell needs to operate its chemistry properly so that organ, the tissue in the organ, so all the cells of the pancreas have to be operating well for the pancreas to operate well. All the cells of the heart need to be operating well for the heart to operate well.
Sure.
So what I'm trying to teach people is that the root of our health is how effective the chemistry of our cells is operating. And the main driver of that chemistry is the quality of the food you eat. Is the food packed with vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, essential fats? Is it packed with man-made chemicals, pesticides, herbicides, hormones, growth promoters, antibiotics as well? And is our air and water pure, or is that also filled with trace man-made chemicals? So addressing those issues, the nutritional quality and what might be poisoning your chemistry, can help your cells do the chemistry correctly. And the other thing I'd like to remind people is life exists because of a very complex web of self-correcting chemical reactions, which means if we give our cells the food that they need, take away what's been poisoning them, that self-correcting chemistry will repair you and will often make you look younger and younger and younger. It's very striking, very typical that we see people easily lose 5 to 15 years as they implement these protocols.
Yeah, I see it all the time in my practice as well. People come in thrilled. They might not even notice how great they look, but other people are coming up to them and saying, wow, what are you doing? Or their spouse is noticing, or somebody's noticing and commenting. And it usually coincides with, again, an improvement in how they feel and, of course, in how they look, which everybody loves to have. So it's a great message, Dr. Walls, because some people will ask the question, well, how can one diet fix an autoimmune condition, a heart condition, a diabetes condition, an inflammation condition? Because we think medicine has been so compartmentalized and separated. But as you point out, every type of disease state is really just a reflection of cellular dysfunction in some form or fashion. And by crafting this intensive nutritional program, we're promoting the basic fundamentals for optimal cellular health, which could then theoretically help us improve a multitude of different conditions. So when we come back from the break, Dr. Walls, I'd love for you to continue to help us understand some of the details of the protocol. I'd love for you to share with us some of the exciting research that you're seeing as you're applying these principles, again, not just to yourself. And whereas most doctors and people who are promoting these dietary changes, everything is just observational, you know, that they're seeing in their clinics. There's no studies that are proving it, and you are actually applying these principles to clinical research. And I think that is incredibly exciting because it will help eventually change the entire paradigm of medicine and how we view health conditions. So very excited for you to share that with us. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living. And don't go anywhere, because we're going to be back right after this break.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA certified organic, non-GMO verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember, Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. Always appreciate the opportunity to share with you great information related to health and wellness. I'm here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., alternating shows with my co-host, Dana Lake. So please remember to set your dials and tune in. Today, we are talking with Dr. Terry Wall. She is sharing with us her amazing story and protocols. She is the author of a recent book called The Walls Protocol, How I Beat Progressive Multiple Sclerosis Using Paleo Principles in Functional Medicine, and a paperback book called The Walls Protocol, A Radical New Way to Treat All Chronic Autoimmune Conditions Using Paleo Principles. Her website is a wealth of information. It is www.terrywalls.com. And you can also follow her on Twitter at Terry Walls and on Facebook at Terry Walls MD. So, Dr. Walls, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us on the show today.
Thank you. My pleasure.
So we've talked about your protocol relating to paleo principles, which most people are probably familiar with and which you've laid out. I want to just take a little bit of an aside, because in the multiple sclerosis community, and I'm sure some people listening are listening specifically because of your story and may have a diagnosis of multiple sclerosis, there's not much about nutrition, but there is one common nutritional program that is oftentimes promoted for people with multiple sclerosis that involves a diet that contains basically no fat. And, you know, some of the theory is that the, I don't, you know, maybe you can explain it a little bit better, but clearly the paleo diet and what you're promoting contains all these good quality fats from things like nuts and seeds and game meat you talked about, which has fat in it, and clarified butter, which is, has cholesterol and fat. So can you help us understand the discrepancy between these two very opposing views of how to nutritionally deal with this complex condition?
So Roy Swank is a neurologist up in the Pacific Northwest.
So this is the Swank, and the Swank diet, correct?
It's the Swank diet.
Yes.
And he followed people over 20 years and classified them as good dieters or poor dieters. And he advocated a diet that was very, very low in saturated fat. He also advocated against using any hydrogenated fats. He added cod liver oil and vitamin D. And he found that people who followed his dietary program, and if they entered without much disability, they were less likely to have progression of their disease. But, you know, there were several things that he did there. So he put people, he took away the trans fats, which is huge. He had people take cod liver oil. So he was ahead of his time in making sure people had enough omega-3 fats. And he had people take, again, cod liver oil and vitamin D, again, ahead of his time. So his benefits might have been simply the removal of the trans fats and the addition of cod liver oil and vitamin D. My concern with going on that very low-fat, low-cholesterol, low-saturated fat diet is that all of our cell membranes are made of saturated fat and cholesterol. That's about 60 to 70% of the membrane. 10% of the membrane will be omega-6 and omega-3 fats. Then you'll have a bunch of other protein receptors in there as well. When we don't have enough saturated fat and cholesterol, or the proper ratios of omega-6 and omega-3 fats, we are at much greater risk to have unhealthy cell membranes. Which means the whole the cell itself will be less robust, less vital. Some very interesting research has come out that if you look at cholesterol levels and you divide it into quartiles, so the bottom 25% versus the top 25%, you'll see that people with the lowest percentile of cholesterol have much higher rates of mental health issues, suicidality, homicidality, greater risk of stroke, and markedly greater risk of dementias.
Mm-hmm.
So that cholesterol and saturated fat appears to have some very protective roles related to the brain. It makes me very concerned when I see people trying to drive the cholesterol low because of heart disease, and yet all these major studies that we are looking at that justify the use of these lipid-lowering drugs have all identified that you have increased risk of neurological complications and mental health complications when you take the saturated fat so low.
Yeah, it is an interesting line that, that people ride, and I certainly think the trends of everybody needs to have their cholesterol as low as possible is certainly potentially causing some damage based on the research that you have shown. Now, on the other side, I've done some work in preventive cardiology, and I've seen people with 60 to 70% blockages in coronary arteries have those blockages reversed by lowering their cholesterol. So it seems to be this balancing act that needs to happen on some level, whereas maybe cholesterol-lowering therapies are necessary for some people, but not all people.
Certainly not all people. And there's more evidence showing that cholesterol and saturated fat by themselves are not a problem. It's when they get damaged by being oxidized or glycated because there's too much sugar in the diet, or with a bacterial or viral particle because you have chronic infection in your mouth, your gum tissue, you don't brush and floss your teeth. Those are the big drivers, and also insulin. So by putting people on a very low glycemic index diet, giving them more resistant starch or soluble fiber, so they have more like 80 to 100 grams of fiber in a day, we can see the LDL cholesterol come down, normalize. Cholesterol profiles appear to be much more vital. And then, of course, triglycerides fall, HDL goes up, so we have that correction as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree that oxidized cholesterol is very, very damaging, and we want to be sure that we are treating that. But I don't think we need to treat that necessarily with drugs.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
I think there are many, many dietary interventions that can really get to the crux of what's driving that atherosclerosis.
Yeah, and cholesterol-lowering drugs not only lower cholesterol, you know, from the liver production, but we know that it lowers cholesterol production in the brain, and brain cells actually manufacture and make cholesterol and use cholesterol as a way to repair and activate neurons. I mean, these are really important processes that the brain utilizes on a regular basis. So you've got to think about the entire body and the entire system. So it really does start to push against what the traditional medical norm is when it comes to looking at lipids and fats. And so, I mean, maybe this is a good place to transition, since we're sort of discussing bucking regular medical norms and how we look at things, about why it's so difficult for the conventional medical community to start adopting the idea that nutrition and diet, like your protocol, is so, why it's so hard for them to embrace these potential therapies as useful when they're completely non-invasive, they're, you know, legitimized by pretty good data and science.
So, right now, we're all held to, quote, evidence-based medicine, and you have the clinical standard of care practice guidelines that are being developed by national organizations. And often these practice guidelines are manipulated by the placement of individuals with financial ties to big pharma or the drug companies. So here in the VA, we can have a very detailed monitoring of my clinical practice, people's cholesterol. Are they hitting target? Do I have them on the appropriate drug therapies? Is the A1C at hitting target? So we have all of these constraints. And in terms of what is the standard of care, that gets established based on the scientific literature that's presented at our national meetings, in our national publications. And even the most brilliant, most effective therapies, the changes to adopt those practices typically take 10 to 30 years, and that's when you have the most compelling cases. I remember Barry Marshall, and so, you know, I'm such an old geezer that when I went to medical school, I was taught that you got stomach ulcers because of too much production of stomach acid and too much stress, and people would get, stomach surgery for those ulcers. And then there was this rash young guy, I believe from Australia, who said, no, I think it's from a bacteria. And people scoffed at him, said his research was terrible, he couldn't get published. He eventually did get a paper published and began having a little more success with his papers being published. And I believe 32 years later, he is getting the Nobel Prize in medicine,
mm-hmm.
and we all know that stomach ulcers are a result of H. pylori. Although that even that story may be incomplete, because we're getting to realize if you don't have H. pylori, you're at higher risk for esophageal cancer and reflux. So there's probably a balance of bacteria that we need in our gut, and when that balance gets disrupted, the H. pylori overgrows, and then we are more likely to get stomach ulcers. But the point of all that is it takes science. You have to, when you first have a new idea, people think you're crazy and they won't publish your science. You have to go to really obscure journals and slowly work your way into more prestigious journals where you'll have the opportunity to influence opinion. But it's a long process, easily 30 to 50 years.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's, you know, I understand that there needs to be a lot of rigor in medicine to make sure that, you know, you're not necessarily doing harm. So, you know, when you look at new ideas, it is, you know, important for there to be scientific evaluation. The thing that can be very frustrating is, I'm sure you understand, the idea of including nutrition and better eating habits and food into somebody's diet. Although we may not necessarily have the 100% hard clinical data yet, it certainly fits the criteria of medicine of do no harm. And it certainly makes some logical sense that using nutrients to support cellular health is a valuable idea. And the resistance to even consider that dietary changes might be useful is really quite puzzling, because many doctors it's not that they just don't recommend it. They actually discourage patients from making dietary changes because they don't feel that it can have any benefit. And I think that's a huge disservice that many doctors instill in patients by just basically downplaying the fact that nutrition can do anything.
You know, it's a very interesting paper that several papers that have shown physicians that have dietary and lifestyle health-promoting behaviors talk to their patients routinely about how to adopt exercise or meditative practice or a more nutrient-dense diet, and they're very successful. Those physicians who have none of those health-promoting behaviors never bring them up.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And so what I've pushed for in our medical school is that I'd really like us to become the development of health behaviors as an expectation that we train our students the first semester that we're here and expect them to practice these health behaviors through medical school. Now, I've not been able to convince the curriculum committee to adopt that yet, but ever the optimist. People are hearing my message much more clearly.
That's great.
I'm also pleased because of the internet that writers like myself and other diet and lifestyle writers are putting this information out to the public, where the public is reading it and deciding it's worth doing or not. And so I see the public as now always been able to race ahead of the medical community to assess what dietary and lifestyle changes look low risk enough for them that could be very transforming.
Yeah, people are getting very much past the white coat god type syndrome with their doctors and starting to become a little distrustful of the idea that every health solution comes in the form of a pharmaceutical. And I think that has led many people to want to learn about new ideas, including nutrition and basically taking aspects of their health into their own hands. And when you're using nutrition, oftentimes that is a very safe venture for people to take if they're being guided properly. So Dr. Walls, we're going to have to take a quick break. When we come back, we can finish up any aspects of this conversation. And certainly I would love for you to discuss some of the exciting research that is coming out of the research programs that you're doing, which is applying the same protocols that helped you to other patients in a clinical research setting to help create the framework and the groundwork of data that will help shift the paradigm of medicine moving forward. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals. committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. We've been having a wonderful conversation with Dr. Terry Walls. She is a clinical professor of medicine at the University of Iowa, where she teaches internal medicine residents, sees patients in a traumatic brain injury clinic, and conducts clinical trials. She was a patient with secondary progressive multiple sclerosis who basically healed her condition through nutrition and diet, and since then has been a pioneer in the field of using nutrition and diet to treat different health conditions, including autoimmune disease. She is the author of The Walls Protocol, How I Beat Progressive Multiple Sclerosis Using Paleo Principles in Functional Medicine, and a paperback book called The Walls Protocol, A Radical New Way to Treat All Chronic Autoimmune Conditions Using Paleo Principles. Her website is www.terrywahls.com. You can follow her on Twitter at Terry Walls and on Facebook, Terry Walls MD. Terry, I really do appreciate you taking the time to be with us. And in the last segment, we were finishing up the conversation about why medicine takes so long to catch up with new principles. And I think you did a great job explaining that. You have a great personal story of how you were first sort of not well received by the MS Society and now are. I'd like you to just briefly share that, and then we can move on to the clinical research that you're seeing, that you're conducting right now.
Yeah, I think for the MS Society, there are two big things. One is that I am doing clinical research. I am publishing research data, so that makes it easier. And then the other is that they monitor the cyber chatter in Twitter and Facebook, and they observed in the last year that there's 8 times the chatter about diet and lifestyle as compared to drug therapies, and that even within the diet and lifestyle, by a factor of 6, the Walls diet, Walls protocol, was the number one thing being talked about. Mm. So overall now, in the MS cyberspace, the Walls protocol has been one of the leading topics. That led them to decide they needed to have a wellness meeting and bring together some of the leading scientists and some people with MS to advocate for what should be the programming standards for diet and lifestyle, mm-hmm. and what are the research questions for diet and lifestyle.
That's great.
That's very exciting.
It is very exciting, and I'm sure some of the change in tide of their perception of you has to do with the clinical research that you're doing. So share with us some of the information that you're getting with the clinical research. Are these protocols, when applied to other people beside yourself with similar and other conditions, mm-hmm. showing significant clinical results?
So our very first study, we had people do the diet, some targeted vitamin supplements. We taught them a meditative practice and designed an exercise program for them. So it was really a big diet lifestyle overhaul of their life. And we're able to show a very large reduction in fatigue. It's, in fact, the largest reduction in fatigue that's ever been reported. We also show the largest improvement in quality of life that's been reported. So those papers are out. We have another paper going out. And I'll be very excited to see that one. That one is devoted to the changes in gait and mobility. And that will include videos before and after of the people who responded beautifully and those who didn't improve but stayed stable. And then, of course, we unfortunately have a few folks who continue to decline. that we have another bunch of data to analyze, and that is the MRI findings at 1 month and 12 months. And so we see some favorable differences, and we'll be writing that up as well. That'll probably be later in the year when that paper goes out.
So that's exciting, and I'm assuming you have some other – do you have any other ongoing or planned clinical trials?
Right. So we have another small trial with just using exercise e-stim. Then we have a couple trials using diet alone. And what I'm seeing, it's not surprising, exercise e-stim, somewhat helpful, diet, quite helpful, but the whole program is what gets you the biggest – results.
Yeah, and I think that you're touching on a really important point where, you know, the traditional model of double-blind placebo-controlled trials doesn't fit so well when you're talking about these big, broad-sweeping lifestyle changes. I've seen it over and over again, and trying to evaluate naturopathic medicine and the studies that have been conducted in that emerging field. And, you know, usually the changes that people are recommending are multifactorial. It's not just one pharmaceutical. So, you know, understanding and trying to put all the factors into place and put it into the context of the current research model is meaning that we're actually having to start to change what the current research model looks like.
Well, and that's another thing the university has done. They're very impressed with what I was doing. I created a nonprofit organization, and the university created the Walls Research Fund. So we've been raising money directly from the public, talking about the research that we do. In fact, we'll be starting. We're in the process of getting approval for the next dietary study, looking earlier in the disease process. But what is so exciting is, you know, the public is excited about our work in making donations ranging from, you know, $10 to five- and six-figure donations to keep us going. And I think there are more researchers that are going out doing little Kickstarter campaigns and inviting the public to support these really groundbreaking, very innovative studies that larger organizations like the MS Society or the government, like as in the Institutes for Health, won't fund the preliminary pilot work. You have to figure out how to do that funding on your own.
Mm-hmm.
And those scientists who are more entrepreneurial, like myself, are much more effective at getting the public inspired to help support these very early pilot studies.
Mm-hmm.
They're so groundbreaking. I mean, what I'm doing now is groundbreaking. The stuff I'll do for the NIH and National MS Society won't be groundbreaking because they won't do it until I have pilot data that says this. When you get this experiment done, you're going to get stunning results.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to fund, do any risks, so you have to get small private foundations or the public to fund you to do what's really the groundbreaking research, the kind of work that I do.
Sure. Well, certainly glad that somebody is out there doing it. We've got just a little bit of time left, Dr. Walls. Is there any last messages that you want to share with people before we sign off for the day?
This is not just about MS or just about autoimmune conditions. We have our undergraduate students do the protocol for a couple of weeks and fill out the logs. And even these kids who are feeling, you know, you're in your 20s, they're stunned at how much greater mental clarity they have, how much more energy, better moods. So this helps people get better athletic performance, better academic performance if they're healthy. It helps people with autoimmune diseases, but also helps them with mental health problems. So I encourage everyone, you know, to give it a couple weeks and just see what how it affects you. If it's worth continuing, then by all means, continue on.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for taking the time, Dr. Walls. Again, you can learn more by going to www.terrywahls.com. It is an honor and pleasure to have somebody with such an amazing story and doing such great work on the show with us today. I hope you all enjoyed it. Dr. Walls, thanks again for being a part of it.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, everybody, that concludes today's show. This is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living. Thank you all for tuning in. And until next time, I'm wishing you all the best of health. Take care.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
This is Mark Amtower. If you're looking for cost-effective and efficient methods for marketing your products or services to the government or to other government contractors, look to LinkedIn. There are over 400,000 members in the D.C. area and more than 92 million nationwide, but only a small percentage actually use it well. I can show you how to leverage LinkedIn in ways that support your marketing, sales, and business development efforts. I do this for large and small companies, and I can do it for you. Drop me a line at mark@federaldirect.net.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy Athletics, Federal News Radio, and federalnewsradio.com.